From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The UN envoy for Syria is expressing frustration Thursday at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need of help in the country's many besieged areas. Stephen de Mistura even cut short a meeting of the humanitarian task force in Geneva.
Not one single convoy in 1 month has reached any of the humanitarian besieged areas. Not one single convoy. And why? Because one thing, fighting.
De Mistura said the group would reconvene next week with what he hoped would be discussion of action instead of wishes or promises. He reiterated calls for a 48-hour ceasefire in the northern city of Aleppo in order to allow aid deliveries, and said achieving that would require big efforts by the United States, Russia, and other countries with influence on Syria's warring partners. South Sudan rebel leader and former first vice president of the Transitional Government of National Unity, Riek Machar, is expected to break his silence Thursday. A spokesman for the Sudan People's Liberation Movement and opposition told VOA's Daybreak Africa that Machar has been safely evacuated to another country in eastern Africa and will hold a news conference. Machar has been hiding since early July, following clashes between his supporters and government troops in the capital, Juba. President Salva Kiir then sacked Machar as first vice president and replaced him with a member of a breakaway faction of his movement. This is VOA News. Turkish police are conducting a series of raids Thursday to round up to 200 people alleged to have connections to U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the government claims is behind an attempted coup last month. Turkey's financial police led the raids in search of connections between businesses and sympathizers who found Gulen's religious movement. Last month, at least 270 people were killed during a short-lived coup attempt the government claims was masterminded by Gulen and carried out by thousands of police officers and military personnel. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi is in China at the start of a 5-day visit, her first official visit to her country's largest trading partner since her National League for Democracy came into power in April. Relations have been shaken by recent clashes between Myanmar's government and Kuchin rebels that caused casualties on the Chinese side of the border. A former Australian ambassador to Myanmar told VOA's Victor Beatty he expects Aung San Suu Kyi to exhibit a pragmatic approach to her relations with China and the United States, which she will visit in September.
I think she's going to be quite careful in the way she approaches China. She went there last year. The Chinese reached out to her and invited her. But that was before she'd won the election. So the conversation that they have this time will be a little bit different because Aung San Suu Kyi will be in a position to make commitments.
Former Australian ambassador to Myanmar, Trevor Wilson. In the western U.S. state of California on this Thursday, a massive wildfire that forced the evacuation of more than 80,000 residents is continuing to rage on. This is how a fire department spokesman in Southern California described what's happening.
It's burning in very steep, rugged terrain with an accumulation of dead fuel buildup as a result of the fire, as a result of the drought, excuse me. We're in the fifth year of drought. That in combination with the hot weather, low relative humidity, and winds that we've been having is resulting in a fire that's moving very fast, very intense.
More than 1,000 firefighters are battling the blaze in a mountainous area north of the city of San Bernardino. Brazilian authorities are questioning at least 2 members of the U.S. men's swim team about an alleged armed robbery in Rio. Police investigating claims made by fellow swimmer Ryan Lochte that the 3, along with a 4th teammate, were robbed on Sunday by men who identified themselves as police officers. Lochte is already back in the U.S. It's unclear what, if any, steps Brazil would take to speak with him. And Jamaican runner Usain Bolt competes in the 200-meter sprint Thursday. He won the 100-meter race in Rio. In other action, Dalila Muhammad looking for her first medal in the 400 meters. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.